ba 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 da ju wa ba 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 da ju wa ba 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 da ju wa ba 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 da ju wa ba 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 da ju wa ba 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 da ju wa.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark.
And we're getting along like a house on fire.
Really?
Yeah, totally.
You just stole
that.
I can't even believe you just stole it right out of the gate, too.
Kim Miles, winner of HGTV's Design Star and star of Miles of Styles, which is on HGTV.
How convenient.
How convenient that I made that up myself.
Oh, you're so good.
Didn't just hear you say it previously. How are you?
I am good, you guys. I'm good. It's good to be on with you.
Well, I'm excited to talk to you because I love your whole thing. I don't know anyone else who's a hairstylist and an interior designer at the same time.
I know. Listen, apparently I'm just not busy enough. I'm looking for a third career. If anybody has suggestions, I'm taking them.
Well,
I think you should be a paramedic.
A paramedic?
Ooh.
Really?
There you go.
Yes.
Really,
yeah,
Mark?
Get to drive fast.
Yeah, get to drive fast. You're the only one who's skeptical. She's already in.
Well, I guess while she's like doing the paramedic stuff, she can like make over the person's house and do their hair while they're in the back of the ambulance, too.
I love it. I love it. We need to talk every day.
You know what?
I could take over the world.
The name of that show is called Emergency Style Intervention. You pull up in an ambulance that's pink with a giant bow on it or something. That's a designer ambulance.
I really hope the person doesn't actually have a physical ailment.
Instead of a siren, you play a little song. And then you come running out. You go in their house. You breach it like on ladders and stuff, like firefighters. And did we lose you?
We did. Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, you're back.
Where'd you go? Maybe it was the ambulance thing.
I think my phone decided I'm not supposed to be an EMT. It cut me off. It was like, no, girl, you're done.
No, you've so done enough. You can't take on Mark's whole EMT show. Mark, you're going to have to pitch it to someone else.
Is protecting me.
Well, that's really good. And I do think it's fantastic. And I was also checking out your stencils, too. You have a line of gorgeous wall stencils.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I freaking love stencils. I do. I came of age, you know, when stencils were kind of new and you think stencils and you think, you know, little ducks in a line up along the ceiling, you know, kind of severe stencils. And for me, I'm a huge, huge, huge fan of wallpaper. But it can be prohibitive as far as cost as well as, you know, I lived in rentals for most of my life. And so that kind of commitment just, you know, wasn't going to fly. So I was like, all right, well, I want the look of wallpaper. I want that giant scale stencil, you know, that you in 4 hours can do an entire room. And it looks fantastic. And it's like $30 to $50 and you're done. Like, I'm like, that is my kind of design right there.
Well, and they're so intricate, too. Like you said, like the ducks thing, which, you know, a lot of people can kind of relate to. They've seen before that kind of thing, like in a baby's room or something. But like the pheasant, that's just absolutely gorgeous. And it looks like it literally is like hand painted on the wall or it's like wallpaper or something. It doesn't seem like it would be a stencil.
Thank you. Oh, I'm so glad you like them. I am so super pleased and so excited. And it's my first foray into product, you know, like I've been in the public eye for almost 6 years now, which is kind of crazy that the time has flown like that. And I've had a lot of offers to do product and make products and nothing ever quite fit. And so I just said no until something felt right to me. And this, you know, I hooked up with Cutting Edge Stencils, and what I love about them is they are a mom and pop. They are in New Jersey. It's made in America. Like, I love, like, supporting small business persons since I'm a small business person. And I hooked up with them, and they're doing amazing things with stencils. And we said, hey, I said, I've got some ideas. I like wallpaper-sized stencils, and I love Indian inlay furniture. And I think people could get that look with a stencil, and here are my designs, and what do you think? And so we got together, and, yeah, they hit the market, and they're doing really well. So I'm stoked.
So for everybody listening, you can go to kimmiles.com, and there's a link on your website if you want to check out the stencils and you want to buy them, because I'm sure everybody does, right?
Yes, I love that. Yeah, you just go to my shop.
Yes.
There's a shop online. It's right on my website, and you can take a look and see them in space. And then, you click just one click, and you can purchase, so it's easy.
And you can check out some of your work for your interior design company. And I love this little tag that you have that your interiors are all about the people who live in them.
Yeah, it's so important. Because, I mean, look, I'm obsessed with design. I've been obsessed since I was a little kid. Honestly, I had an uncle who gave me a copy of Architectural Digest when I was 12. And I was done. Like, that was it. I couldn't believe that people lived like that. I was like, wow, this is amazing. Like, I grew up in Bakersfield, California, completely suburban, tract homes, lots of beige. It really kind of lit my imagination up. And for me, like, I do love an amazing space, but I feel like, look, a space is not successful if the people who live in it, if it doesn't reflect who they are. I mean, look, there are plenty of designers who are all about, you know, putting their fingerprints all over a space, and it's their representation, and you are just lucky to live there. And for me, like, I just feel like, yeah, that's just kind of backwards. Like, it's really about the people, which means each space, and I think it's reflected in my portfolio, each space is very individual. I mean, they all have kind of the Kim Miles hallmark, you know, color and kind of a blend, an eclectic mix. I do love, you know, a global influence, but ultimately, you know, my hope is that each one of my spaces, now my clients go, yes, get me. And now my space reflects me. Like, I feel like that's my job, and it feels really good when it's successful.
Well, and your spaces are really rich and textural and colorful, and I kind of want to meet the people who own this Moroccan patio that's on your website.
Oh, okay. They are fabulous. Okay. Funny story about them. She was in the second Austin Powers movie, and she was a fembot.
Oh, no way.
Super cool.
That is fantastic.
So I think she was like shooting things out of her bra. Like, yeah, they are super funny, crazy young couple, and they love to travel. And yeah, that's their Moroccan patio. And I honestly, like, I would pay rent to live on that patio. Like, I'm like, I don't even need the rest of the house. Like, that's my kind of spot, man.
Yeah, it totally blows my mind.
Well, when you meet a client or you see somebody in one of the many, many projects you're doing, and let's just say they do have a budget to work with, and they're, you know, they're ready to just say, Kim, let's go. Let's do it. Let's do the whole thing. And you can see that they're more willing to spend the money than share themselves. Yes. And I don't mean to be disparaging a budget. That's not what I'm talking about. But you know where I'm going with that?
More of a sterile budget kind of thing. Like, you have a pile of money, but the people aren't giving of their personalities to you.
I kind of feel like, look, like, it's our job is to, like, investigate, you know? I mean, I think, honestly, this is where, Teresa, you mentioned, you know, that, yeah, I do hair and I do interiors. And, like, to me, they're all connected. And there's a through line through all of them. There are two of them. The first is that if it stands still, I will make it pretty. I will do that. Like, that's my first job. And the second through line is the psychology of it. Like, really getting in somebody's head and reading between the lines and hearing the things that they're not saying in between everything else that they do say. You know, being able to visually assess somebody or assess their home, and if they are not forthcoming, you know, or honestly, I mean, Mark, the thing that's interesting that I find more often than not is that it's less about people being unwilling to share themselves. It's more about people really, truly believing that they have no idea what they like.
Huh.
Wow.
Like, just not trusting their own instincts, not trusting their own aesthetic, really believing. And, you know, we get told all kinds of things as we're growing up. You make your decisions, right? Like, at a certain age, someone says, oh, you're not very good at drawing. And so you decide for the rest of your life that you don't draw as well as Susie draws, so you don't know how to draw, right? And I feel like I run into a lot of people who early on were told or, you know, thought to themselves, well, I don't know what my style is. I don't know what I like. I don't know what color I like. And they've just never reassessed it. They've never revisited it. They have just made that decision about their trajectory. And it's they've never looked at it again. And that's what's fascinating, is to be like, wow, well, I disagree. Look at your house. Look at your outfits. Look at the things you collect. Like, look at how you live your life. Like, all of these things are clues.
Well, note to self, if you ever come to our house in metropolitan Philadelphia, I will not say a word, and I plan to blindfold myself.
Okay.
You want to read between the lines? How about reading between nothing?
Oh, he's just kind
I accept that challenge. That sounds like a good Wednesday night to me.
You and Teresa could get along like a barn fire, though.
more than a house on fire.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to know something. Do you dissect people's hairstyles, too, when you see them, when you're meeting them?
Yeah,
okay.
I do.
So
and I can't help it. Like, it can always be better. And I mean, look, my own hair can always be better. We can always be better. And for me, I'm like, look, I think I'm pretty cute, and I think I'm 39, and I've figured out how I like to look, and, you know, I've kind of gotten set in my ways. But you go to a great hairdresser, and suddenly they tweak this, or they change that line, and they see something you can't because they're objective, and it's better, you know? So I'm like, listen, I'm willing to put myself in the hands of other people to do the same kind of thing. And, yeah, I always, the color could be better, the cut could be better, the shape could be different, it could be more flattering, it could make more of a statement. It can always be improved, for sure.
Well, I want to ask you a question about my hair, because I'm like,
good, because she asks me every 30 seconds, and I just don't know what to say.
Well, because I change what I do with my hair constantly. I don't always do the same thing.
Yeah.
And, like, today I'm doing the side ponytail. Like, what does that say about a person if they do the side ponytail and they're grown up?
I think it says, listen, I love a side ponytail as a grown up as long as you don't have pom-poms in it or bobbles or barrettes, right?
I don't. So,
like, she's got all those things in it. Who are you kidding? Teresa, shake your head so it can rattle around.
Seriously?
No, she doesn't.
I do not.
No.
Oh, seriously.
I think it says that you think outside the box. You know, a straight ponytail, straight on the head, is very straightforward. It's really classic. It's, you know, like, it's specific. And I feel like anything that's a little off to the side, you're still a little left of center.
I'm a little left than center, honey.
That's good to know. Like, that's a big secret to me, Kim. Well, I have a question for you. Sort of the other side of the coin from the first one I asked, where you're trying to draw the individuality out of the person. On the other side of the coin, have you seen someone who's so, let's say, confident in their individuality that the project is drowning in their personality so much so that it just doesn't work and you've got to reel them in a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I feel like that's always a gift, honestly, that kind of client, just because it's an embarrassment of riches. And at that point, my job is to be an editor. You know, it's really about just helping people. I mean, I honestly, like, I feel like, yes, I am an interior designer. That's what I do. But a lot of what I'm doing is just really helping. I'm like a filter for people. So for the person like that, that has, you know, a strong personality and a strong aesthetic, and they are throwing everything at the wall when it comes to their space, and so the resulting look is chaotic, shall we say? Like, I feel like that, to me, I love that, because that's just making them edit. That's really just going through, and before we even talk about the core and what choices we're going to make as far as color and floor plan and all of that, it's really kind of going through and saying, okay, you know, what do you, I ask three questions. What do you love and what do you use? And they're specific and they sound really simple, but if something in the space doesn't fall into either one of those categories, and I mean but, like not, oh, I like it, or, oh, well, you know, Aunt Millie gave that to me before she passed, and so I kind of have to have, like, no. Do you love it? Do you have a visceral reaction? Do you use it? Truly, is it in use in the space? If something doesn't fall into either one of those categories, then it's out. It's like such an easy edit, and it's amazing what falls away, and when things fall away, what then pops into focus, and then you can really start with that and build from the ground up, you know? But I love people. I
can't
me,
tell.
It's all fun because it's all an adventure, but yeah, the people who are like, I like everything. I'm like modern and eclectic, and I've got this stuff from my travels, and this product was inherited from my grandma, and I remember laying on it and reading clips as a kid. Like, that person, like, it's like a circus. Like, that's super fun.
Wow. Well, I wish I would have talked to you a while ago, because I just had that discovery inside of myself recently, like going around our home and trying to, if we don't really love it and just like it, then it has to go. It just has to go. Because we have just, we've just, with having a family, we've just accumulated so much stuff that that is so, that's such good advice. Everybody listening, please take that into your soul and like follow that advice.
And if you don't have a soul like me.
I mean, do you feel like, as you ask that question and have that process, I mean, how has it gone? And do you guys, my question to you, do you guys agree about what you love and what you do? Because that's always interesting with couples.
Well, we love completely different things. And so it's kind of easy because there's no disagreement about the things that we love. Do you know what I mean? So, but it is hard though, because I'm of the mindset where I'm always thinking, well, I can use that in a project, or I can reuse that for this, or I can remake it into that. And so I have like all kinds of stuff that I'm never going to use because I don't have enough days in my life to get to all of those things.
Yeah. Like we value bricolage, but we don't necessarily have the time to execute all the projects. So we value the stuff we might make the project out of. At the same time, it's a crushing load of inventory.
Yes.
And we have to decide.
Yeah, it has to go. Because we're not into storage units and we're not into having like a full basement or anything. And so really hard to try to prioritize and figure out, okay, like I really have time to make that project.
Or I really don't have time, and I'm not going to take that old porch post.
Yes.
It's got to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well, it's so funny because, you know, I sold my house, right? And so I, too, have a garage full of kind of half-started projects, and, well, this is going to be brilliant, and I know that's going to be great. And the one project that I really struggled with, whether to move all this gear, I was building a chandelier. And I was building it out of the base. I was using really big scale embroidery hoops so that I had a big, you know, wooden ring. And then I bought construction mesh from, you know, home improvement store. And that was kind of, I wrapped that around and tied everything on with zip ties. And then in that construction mesh, which is just like, you know, a little wire grid, I had bought, I'm not even kidding you, like $200 worth of electrical zip ties. And I wanted to zip tie the whole mesh so that it looked kind of like a
holy smokes,
you know, so cool, like the bomb, like amazing, but one of those crazy OCD projects that like you have to have ridiculous amounts of time on your hand to just sit and pull thousands of zip ties through the grid. But I really struggled, like I was like, but I just know when I finish this, this is gonna be amazing and it'll be so inspiring and I'm gonna love it. And I'm a huge fan of, like, making things by yourself and making them with your hands and doing those kinds of projects. But ultimately, I had to let it go. I let it go. And, like, it was tough. So I could be late. Like, it's like, yeah, you've got when you have, when you're creative and you have a lot of ideas and you have a lot of projects. And I totally relate to that. Like, I'll recycle that or I'll use that later. Or I know that'll fit in somewhere. And if I get rid of it, I'm going to regret it. Like, I totally get that. I just feel like, listen, most human beings live in that space to a certain extent, you know? We need to, like, pat ourselves on the back for, like, for doing the edit, for sure.
Well, unfortunately, we have to go to break.
So check out Kim Miles at Kim Miles Design on Facebook. Check out her website. Follow her on Twitter.
Buy those stencils.
Kim Miles Design is her Twitter handle. We have to handle ourselves into a break.
And
we'll
be
back with more My Fix It Up Life. Watch you intake me the love, the love, the love.
Excited to see you another day. Ba 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 da doo ah ba ba da doo ah ba 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 da doo ah ba 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 da doo ah ba 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 da doo ah ba. Shut up.